Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Woo! I'm so excited about this episode. My friends, for the first time in my career and company, I'm reaching out to you. I'm reaching out to my audience to further build my team. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm hiring. But listen, I know that tens of thousands of people listen to this episode or alone, and then it grows into hundreds of thousands, and that, you know, we've got millions on our email list and across social media, and just blessed with such an extraordinary community that this is going to be big. And so I've set up a little bit of a process here that you have to hear me out if you're interested in working with my team. If you're not interested in working with my team and you just want to learn to be an entrepreneur on your own, or you want to help me with your business, go to entrepreneurschallenge.com. We're running a challenge right now for entrepreneurs to go and build their own business. But if you want to be part of a team, if you want to join my brands and help people change their lives, this episode and listening through it is literally the only place you can hear about our roles, find out how to apply, and hear what the heck I am working on. I have to tell you, I'm really excited about this. I've been plugging away on a few projects over the years that nobody knows about. You know, we live in a land, I know, of social media and the personal brand, you know, expert thought leader industry where everyone's supposed to share everything, share the whole journey, the whole process, everything that goes on. But I've been on a few secret projects that I just can't tell anybody about until maybe the end of this year. And doing some of these secret projects are going to require more team. And so I'm excited to welcome people into our family of teams and brands to help launch a few really spectacular things that will be of great service to the world in 2021. Now, as many of you know, I've obviously been around here for a while. I'm 13 years in this industry. What few people know is we run lots of different brands and lots of different companies outside of just me and outside of this podcast, The Brendan Show, outside of my own online courses. You know, I've built a whole ecosystem of companies and teams that help people change their lives. And on my side, I haven't really been very vocal about hiring, though we have a team of maybe 20 some people on my personal brand side. I've got other brands and companies that, you know, number in the hundreds of team members now. And so we've been at this for a while, and I've never put out an open call for hiring because we've always found people through our already extraordinary team. You know, people on our team recommend their buddy or recommend their friend or someone they worked with somewhere else who they thought, this person's awesome, you have to hire them. In general, you know, I've worked with a few staffing agencies or, you know, I've had other team members in other cities who are in charge of hiring. So this is the first time you've probably ever heard me talk about this part of our company and what we do because it's been more of, you know, the Brendan Show. So I'm excited to have this conversation with you. I'm spending a little bit of time on the warm-up here because if you're not interested in being my team, skip this episode. If you want to be an entrepreneur on your own, go to entrepreneurschallenge.com. You can learn all about being an entrepreneur. This is going forward for people who want to be on my team or understand more about what we really do across my brands and companies. And so if that's you, let's begin. What I'm going to do is share with you in this episode, what is it that we do? You know, who are we as a team? Why should you work for us? You know, where would you work for us? How would you work for us? Why you definitely should not apply if you're a person like X or Y or Z that doesn't want to do these specific things that we do or believe the things that we believe in terms of how we work. And what our positions are and what's required of each of those positions. I should say right off the bat that if you're new in personal development or new in marketing or new in business or you've never worked with teams, this is probably not the episode for you and our company's not for you either. I'm looking for pros. In every role I'll talk about today, you got to have 4 years of experience in that specific role at the top levels. You know, if you want to go somewhere to start your career, this is not the team for that. We're too established. We're too high level in what we do. And, you know, there's other companies that are great for that. If you want to be an entrepreneur, again, this is not the space. Our team is committed. This is what we do. Our team isn't out there doing side hustles. This is what we live, eat, and breathe. Personal development, changing people's lives, helping people achieve their goals faster and reach high performance in every area of their life. We live this stuff, man. So if you are still interested, you're my people, and I'm excited to share with you today a little bit about this. And you know, this is it's a little bit nerve-wracking for me. I'm not going to lie, to actually go out to my audience and publicly announce that we're hiring. I've never ever done that. Can you imagine? In 13 years, you know, the last decade certainly towards the top of our industry and the top few people doing what we do worldwide, impacting more people with personal development in terms of online courses or virtual coaching. Some of the programs you've seen us roll out at scale is just really remarkable. I've never posted a job up somewhere. You know, again, I've worked with my team or hired people who manage other parts of our company who put up things under one of our other brands, but not, hey, come work with Brendan. So this is a big day. Forgive me, I'm going to try to get this out in one shot. I'm just literally in my home back office to do this today, even as I just visited our new, 8,000 or 9,000 square foot office that we're building out down here in San Juan, Puerto Rico, or near San Juan, Puerto Rico. Some of you know We have offices in Portland, Oregon. We've got offices in Gilbert, Arizona, out by Phoenix. And those are different parts of our brands or different parts of companies that I invest in. We've got team in California. We've got team virtual. It takes a lot to run this brand. You'd actually be surprised. So what is it that we do? Who are we? What's this all about? Well, what do we do? Every day, we change people's lives. That's it. Every day, we change people's lives. We inspire people to shift their mindset, achieve their goals faster, basically reach for higher performance in every area of their life. How do they fulfill their full potential? You know, we do our work through science-backed, best-in-class personal development products, online courses, books, research projects, live training events, professional assessments, coaching services, online communities, social media initiatives. And to date, we have served more clients with more research-driven personal development, not just hype, not just hope, not just motivational talking, but research-driven development. Courses, live casts, one-on-one coaching, and virtual group coaching than any other brand in the world. Our stats are incomparable. Remember, we've been doing it for 13 years. There's been people who've been doing it certainly longer. There's been bigger brands and different companies that might serve in one of those areas, but we pioneered so much of what happens in the online personal development course space, so much what has happened in the online personal development live cast space from doing the first, you know, multi-million dollar online launches in that personal development category to, you know, delivering tens of thousands of one-on-one coaching sessions on something that is research-based to, as many of you have seen, us going live for now a decade every single month. You know, I know live training and live virtual training has been something that's kind of a hot new trend in 2020. We just laugh. We're like, we've been doing this so long every month for a decade. So we've been around and we love this work. Who are we? We're role models. We're hardworking professionals. We practice what we preach. We are deeply committed to our own personal development as a team. We aspire to be the best in the world at what we do. We challenge ourselves daily. We remain flexible in that. We take care of each other. This is like a family. We really deeply care about each other. Often we see each other, you know, at 6, 7, 8 events a year, kind of like it's our own version of camp. You know, we all get together, we show up, we serve thousands of you, and we have an amazing experience when we're doing our live events, though obviously much of this year has been virtual. Traditionally, we've done, you know, 6, 7, 8 events per year. And we've had the blessing of doing, I think this year I come up on my 100th 4 or 5 day event in my career. So, you know, 90 to 100 sometimes we have hosted people in a hotel conference room for 4 or 5 days to change their lives. You know, we go deep and we love this work. We are people who love our diverse clients worldwide. We have had clients in over 190 countries. I say clients, you might say students, you know, online students, online subscribers, we say clients. And ultimately, we are a team that just, we bring the joy in all we do. I think every member of our team is fun, is goofy, is cool, is relaxed, is flexible, is creative, is patient, especially this year. I'm truly, truly proud of our team. You know, we have endured a lot of change this year and last year as we have, had so many plans to grow and scale many of our events, and we dialed those down and went to more virtual. We were the very first in personal development to do a interactive live broadcast since coronavirus hit. We just kind of figured out a lot of new things that had to be done. And my team has been so adaptive and flexible and patient. You know, I actually, one of the reasons I'm putting this out here is because it's taking longer to hire than I wanted. And so I wanted to put out an episode in a newsletter saying, hey, we're doing this. And obviously I'm taking some time to really explain who we are, because I am not looking for people who are just like, hey, I'd sure like an internship or like to work with Brendan. We're looking for pros, and only pros are going to consume and listen to this and care about these things we're talking about. You know, these everyday values of committing to our personal development, being the best who we are, challenging ourselves, taking care of each other, loving our diverse clients worldwide, bringing the joy in what we do. Because at work, we've created a fun, a positive, an inclusive, a high-performing culture. We are proud to lead the industry in research and integrity, innovation, customer satisfaction. You know, our coaching services alone maintain a 9.6 out of 10 customer satisfaction rating across tens of thousands of sessions worldwide, which is by far the highest in the industry, period. So we hold a level of excellence that we really are proud of. And for the past, you know, 13 years, we've really pioneered what is now common in online services or digital marketing strategy related specifically to the online personal development world. You know, as you've seen, if you followed me for a long time, I know many of you might be new to the podcast, I never know, but if you talk to any major online influencer or marketer in personal development today, you know, they've been following us, they've been to our seminars, they've copied our business models, our campaigns, our content strategies. I've taught hundreds of thousands of them at our events and virtually on how to do this, you know, on how to have a thought leader industry. You know, we've taught Experts Academy for 13 years and Total Product Blueprint for, what, 7 or 8. You know, we've shared with the industry, how do you create circular viralocity with your content? How do you structure a content team and release? How do you get people to sign up for books or courses or subscriptions? Everything you see out there today, if I wasn't the first, second, or third, I was in the top five, and I was probably the first one to do it at 7 and 8 figure levels. And I don't say that to be braggadocious. I say that because we're learners. Please hear me. We are learners. I'm always learning. I've had great mentors in the online marketing space. I've had great mentors in personal development. I've had great mentors in psychology and in leadership and in corporate business and strategy. I've had so many great mentors that, you know, I've just had the blessing of learning these things and then having a team that is adaptive. They never know what I'm going to do. You know, we communicate, we strategize as much as we can, but being in a marketing company, we are always adapting to serve our customers. And a lot of times, you know, our plans 3 months out, you know, hey, we're responding to an A-B split test. Oh, wow, look, this promotion is doing better than this. Let's pivot that way. And all of a sudden the team goes, oh, wait, hey. So you got to be adaptable. You got to love learning and innovation, because isn't that personal development anyway? And so, you know, we've been blessed. I get all the accolades. You know, you see Oprah Winfrey Network calling me, you know, one of the most successful online trainers in history, or Forbes naming me, you know, the top high performance coach, or Success Magazine putting me on the cover twice. But you have to know there's a team behind that. You have to know it. And if you've been through any of our programs, you've seen me celebrate my wife, my team, the people who support us. If you've ever been to our events, you see me celebrate throughout and at the end, and many times stand up and fight very strong for my team, to have my team treated with dignity and respect, because we work really friggin' hard. But we're not for everybody, period. So here's why I think you should work for us and why you might not want to. Why would you work for us? One reason: you feel that it's part of your calling and your purpose to be part of a team that exists to help people change their lives. It's part of your calling. You sense it in your heart. It's part of your truth that you want to help people change their lives, and not casually, professionally, with excellence. You want to make a difference and inspire behavior change in what we really consider measurable ways, and you want to do it at an extraordinary scale, reaching millions of people. You want to be part of a team of hardworking, heart-centered people who wake up every day believing in the personal power and potential of other people. You want to be inspired by our work, by this culture, by your team who literally you work with every day, and you want to know that your work makes a difference. And you actually like change. You like moving things forward for people. You know, because through our brands and our platforms, your daily contributions, it doesn't matter what level you're at in this company. Your work matters. It doesn't matter if you're replying to an email or chatting with somebody over here or helping us build a new software or leading a, you know, product development or project management. Everything you do, even the mundane stuff touches people's lives. Your work directly ends up in front of and helping inspiring millions of people to commit to self-improvement and to practice, you know, better personal, relational, or professional habits. At our companies, you'll be mentored and you'll get to collaborate with a team of people who are at the highest levels in this industry. You'll learn about, I think you'll learn more about advanced human performance and more about online marketing campaigns in, you know, 6 months here than most people will get to learn in a decade at other companies, because we still have that startup adaptive mentality to always, you know, be marketing forward, always be adapting to what we're learning from the customers. While we might offer many of the same things year over year in terms of how we help people, how we get that message out there changes, and it's definitely changing in 2021. I'll tell you about that more later. People always ask, you know, where do you work? How do you work? Well, you know, right now, obviously, we're offering remote and virtual positions, but we also have in-office positions. You know, our offices are open again. You know, we've got team in California and Oregon and Arizona. But for the roles I'll discuss today, we actually prefer that the applicants consider moving to San Juan, Puerto Rico at some point, where the majority of our team will work in coming years. Again, however, you know, basically, if you're a rock star and you prefer to be remote, we will definitely consider your application. The way that we work is, in general, not in all cases, but in general, we hire people as independent contractors for a few months as part of a specific project just to gauge their work, their autonomy, their character, and their excellence. Especially because now we're in a remote, you know, environment worldwide under quarantine, it's difficult to get a vibe for people. So we tend to do that first. And then if you're fit and you prefer to work in our offices or under greater direction from me specifically or our leaders, then obviously we offer full-time employment with benefits. You can come to the office. I'll be out of the office in San Juan, near San Juan, Puerto Rico, most of the time. I'll talk about why I'm in San Juan, Puerto Rico area later. But either way, your next step is going to be to apply. So I think that's important. Obviously, I'm almost 20 minutes in. If you're still listening, you might be a fit. And I haven't even talked about the roles yet. Because again, this is the first time we've put this out. And I want people to know who we are. I also, before I share all the roles and the requirements, I want to disqualify people. Meaning, why would you not apply? Basically, we're just not a fit for people if you don't absolutely love the field of personal development. If you don't love self-improvement, we're probably not your spot. I mean, if you've not done the work, you won't work for us. You know what I mean? So if you're new to personal development, we're probably not your team. If you haven't recently read a book on self-improvement, psychology, sociology, spirituality, or wellness, or, you know, some related behavioral sciences, you're probably not for us. I mean, you gotta love personal development. You gotta love psychology. You gotta love how people think and how they work and how they strive to fulfill their purpose and their potential. You also gotta love being part of a positive, supportive, collaborative, diverse, smart culture where everyone challenges themselves and prides themselves on being reliable, being disciplined, being creative, being fun, because, you know, no matter what role you have here, we're going to push you. We're going to push you to contribute your best because your work matters and our work changes lives. So you kind of got to be comfortable with that startup mentality that, hey, you might be, you know, doing any given task, even if you have a high senior role here. Hey, we might be at a seminar or a conference, and next thing you know, you're handing out lanyards, even though you manage a multi-million-dollar campaign over here. You know, you might be somebody who is you know, helping somebody find their seat at a seminar one day, or you might have to reply to a customer service email, even though you're, you know, super advanced, fancy, full stack developer. Like we are, it is all hands on deck to serve our customers in whatever way is required. There's no ego here. Listen, I want you to know, I'm doing this podcast right here. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to edit it. I'm going to upload it. You're hearing this because I did it all by myself, because I'm just jumping in. Because sometimes we just jump in and we just do things. You know, there's at my events, I've, you know, carried pails of water, literally. I've helped set up curtains. You name it, I've probably done it. There is no ego. I got that from my dad, my mom, and that ethic is here. If you're somebody who complains about all hands on deck, good luck. You know, recently we kind of invented a new mode for online training in this virtual world that was more interactive. You know, this is back in March, to give you an idea, March, April, or May. And every single member of our team was in some way or another pushing dials, trying to figure out new things, had to learn. We're learners. So this is a company that dedicates ourselves to doing what's necessary, big and small tasks, no ego. We'll do what's needed to serve, to innovate. It's a company dedicated to high performance. So if you don't resonate with that topic or personal development, it's probably just not the right place for you. If you read High Performance Habits and you weren't like, yeah, this is awesome, we're just not the right people for you. So don't apply at all if you think self-improvement is lame. Don't apply at all if you think online marketing is too, quote unquote, salesy, because we reach people online. We do digital marketing. Don't apply if you don't excel at team communication, if you can't manage yourself or get stuff done. If don't apply if you don't want to be, if you want to be the star. You know, we're looking for integrators, not entrepreneurs or influencers. If you want to be an entrepreneur and influencer, go do that. We have courses and training on that. If you want to be an entrepreneur and build and scale your own company, go check out entrepreneurschallenge.com. You can take my entire entrepreneur course right now for free. Go build your own company. We want you to be here with us building our company and our mission. You know, don't apply if you don't care how things look and feel, because we're starting to really obsess about branding and design moving forward. And don't apply if you don't love obsessing over the details in the customer journey. If you don't have great empathy and compassion for other people, the struggles they face, and the aspirations they have to improve every area of their life, we just are not for you. So what do we require? Well, as I said, we're only seeking experienced people at this point. Qualified candidates, minimum of 4 years experience in specific roles. We don't want you to apply if you're looking for something that's just short-term to fill the gap or to do a side hustle. That is not what we are looking for. If you're a side hustle person, just please don't apply. Don't even like have a conversation. It's just not what we're looking for. Because we'll directly ask you. If you make it through to me, I'll look at you on the eyes in a live, you know, Zoom between us to see if you fit. And I'll tell you, I'll ask you directly, are you committed to coming on a team, building something real and working for us for at least 4 years? We're not looking for, you know, an intern for 6 months. We have that in other parts of our company. We're looking for a pro team because we're building out a new business unit, essentially, that is building some new software to help people implement their personal development even better. And it's going to be one of the best tools on the planet for self-improvement. And so we're building an ace team to build that up. We're not looking for casual observers. Like, if you want to bounce from around in 4 or 5 jobs to learn about yourself, we're not one of those steps. That's just not us. We want people who want to launch a segment of a company and really jump in with full heart and commitment. And again, we're just not a side hustle culture. So I'm just going to say it one more time. If you want to be an entrepreneur and build your own business, go to entrepreneurschallenge.com and go do that. Go build your own thing. We're looking for people to help us build what we are building. You know, we're blessed to be the top company in our space across many of these offerings. So we're looking for top level talent, and we are not shy about that. Start dates, anywhere in December, January, at this point. You know, maybe sooner for some of these roles, but that's probably most of the onboarding will happen in early December. And January is a very, very big month for us as we roll out some new tools to the world that we I can't wait for. I've never been more excited. People ask about some of these positions. So let's go through some of these positions. I want to tell you where these positions are posted now, because you've been listening to me for almost 30 minutes. If you're still here, you might be a fit. So where should you go? Go to brendan.com/hiring. That's brendan.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, you're definitely not on our team. If you type in Brendan or Brenda, you're the wrong one. brendon.com/hiring. You'll see these roles. Again, we're looking for people with 4 years minimum real world experience. Here we go. We're looking for a human resource director/recruiter. We're looking for somebody who knows how to onboard, knows how to source, find, look for, and scale up a team. And not somebody new. You've built a team of 10 or more people before. You built the policies. You helped manage and run it soup to nuts. And preferably, you've done that with a software type company before, you know, like a Silicon Valley type vibe. We're number two. We're looking for a product manager for a cross-platform software. As I said, we're building a new tool, and we're going to launch it across desktop, iOS, and Android. And we need a product manager, somebody who knows about, you know, UX, user experience, customer design, someone who can really own and manage and lead the software. I've got a team on that currently, but it's been me quarterbacking that, making sure it does what I want it to do. But as we roll it out, it's going to have, you know, immediately tens of thousands of users in its first week. You know, by the end of its first month, we're hundreds of thousands. By the end of, you know, who knows, its first quarter, we're millions of users. So we need somebody who's really experienced, because we're going to have to keep improving in that dang thing and building it out year over year over year over year. We need a full stack software developer. That's somebody who has worked on a major piece of software and a very popular app before. So we're not looking for newbies here. If you don't know what I mean when I say React Native or Java, Spring, Mongo, Webpack, Yarn, CSS, Sass, you know, web UI frameworks like Material UI, Semantic, Blueprint, stuff like that, don't even think about it. We need an app marketing executive, meaning you've worked for a company that scaled an app into hundreds of thousands or millions of users. That's important. We need an editor-in-chief for all the new content we will be creating. So if you've managed a major blog or a major magazine read by millions of people before, then we're looking for you. You must have managed in-house outsourced teams of writers. This editor-in-chief is like, I think this is gonna be the greatest job ever. I mean, I would do this, but this is your job, right? You're gonna roll out some magazines with us and some really exclusive, really cool blog content. And we're looking for somebody with experience in that. This is not for those of you who are like, ooh, I like to write blogs, I'm gonna apply. This is an editor-in-chief. You got a lot of experience four years in. We need Facebook ad specialists. We need Google AdWords ad specialists. If you have worked on and run 6 or 7 figure level of campaign spend per month, we're looking for you. That means you've worked on ad campaigns, like you've actually created the Facebook ad or created the Google AdWord, campaign, and you understand how that ad campaign starts and how it converts, and you know, understand how a full campaign works, and you've done that at hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars of levels, we're interested in you. If you just watched your first Facebook ads course and you're really excited to try it, we love you. You're not for us. Go do it on your own. Go do it for a marketing company. But we're looking, again, for really experienced people. We're looking for a new controller. This is kind of like a CFO role, but not CFO. We need you to have managed a company. Specifically, we want someone with expertise in understanding more of a SaaS-based model. You know, that means if you don't know what ARR or MRR means, this is not for you. Preferably, you have worked extensively with Stripe Data before in that role as well. We're looking for a senior copywriter, not somebody who writes, you know, little posts, but somebody who's actually written direct response sales letters or, you know, scripts that have generated six figures or seven figures. We're looking for people who have written Facebook ads that sold tens of thousands of dollars a product. So a senior copywriter. We're looking for a Kajabi website designer. As many of you know, one of my companies is Kajabi. And we are so proud of that team. And we need somebody here on our internal team who has extensive Kajabi design experience. So if you've never built web pages in Kajabi that you can wow us with, we're definitely not for you. This is not a, hey, I need a website designer on Wix or on, you know, WordPress. This is Kajabi specific. And I know a lot of you all have a lot of experience on that. And please don't do it if you're like, well, I built a page in webs on Kajabi. Okay. We want to look at it. Have you ever done it for clients? Have you ever done it for a company? Have those pages generated hundreds of thousands of dollars? If not, that's okay. It's just not for us. We are looking for a digital marketing specialist, somebody who knows what I talk about if you've ever studied my work here. How do you do OVOs, DTSs? How do you build automated email campaigns and funnels? If you don't exceptionally intimately familiar with what a funnel is, definitely not for you. If you don't have the copywriting skills to pull off a funnel, definitely not for you. We're looking for a social media specialist, multiple of those, but a social media specialist, someone who has run large social media accounts and has extraordinary eye for graphic design and capabilities in graphic design. Meaning I'm not looking for somebody to schedule social media. I'm looking for somebody who can create social media across some of our Facebook pages, which tally in the millions of fans and not just mine. We do need a graphic designer, someone who's great at creating ads, social, video, web, print, product, something who's worked with clients and has a lot of experience there. Looking for, this one's scary to me, looking for an executive assistant. And this is someone who will work directly with me. So this is a person who will work directly with me and be a liaison with a lot of my influencer friends, a lot of our celebrity clients, a lot of our team, a lot of my family, this is going to be a person who must have worked with a major celebrity or a CEO of a multi-million dollar thought leader type company, have extraordinary references, commit to a deep background check, have excellent communication skills, love for videography and social media, because part of this is being in my life and capturing some of those moments, as well as helping manage life. And this is the only role that is a requirement to relocate to Puerto Rico. We need a curriculum manager. That's somebody who has done corporate training and OD, organizational development. If you've built out training materials for major companies recently and you understand how to do that, then we want to talk with you, curriculum manager. Lead trainer, somebody who can train on some of the topics that we often talk about. You know, focus, motivation, productivity, energy, health, influence, courage, psychology. Like somebody who can train, and what I mean by that is, like, if I would feel comfortable putting you in front of 10,000 people on a live cast, I'd feel comfortable, you know, having you MC the beginning of an event. I'd have you feel comfortable having my team teach you some technical, you know, things to walk people through, and you could walk clients through that. That lead trainer role needs a lot of experience. We're looking for sales consultants. This means you have sold over the phone as a primary occupation for a minimum of 4 years. We prefer people who came out of the education industry because that's kind of how we vibe. That's how we sense ourselves. So, you know, those who've worked in the education industry, you know, you've enrolled, you know, students into colleges, as an example. You've enrolled people into large, programs. We do a consultative sales approach. And in that one, you'll have to reside in or relocate to Gilbert, Arizona for our sales consultant team. Or maybe some cases we might bring you out to Puerto Rico. So all these roles, again, will be updated at brendan.com/hiring. Brendan.com/hiring. This is so restrained. I'm freaking out, y'all. I want to jump and celebrate with you, but I'm keeping it down because I wanted you hear. I wanted you to hear it from me. Now, here's the most important thing. You're going to see we have built an extensive how to apply section on the website. Why? Please understand that before I ever did this, we receive hundreds of people literally every month already from around the world who just write in and say, Brendan, I want to work for you for free. Please, you know, let me come down and follow you around and be your videographer. Let me be your executive assistant. Like, let me be on your customer service team. Let me do these things with you. Like, you got hundreds of people want to work free for us every month, they ask. And yet I've never hired one because I only hire pros. And so you have to apply. This just can't be you have good intention. You got to have 4 years minimum experience. You've got to blow us away with your application process, period. I don't consider you just because you're a fan. And I know that is not always nice to say, but like I never wanted to just employ a bunch of fans. I want to employ people who understand the gravity of what we do. We're in charge of helping people improve their lives. That is noble service. That is heart-driven service. That requires a deep command of our ability to be empathetic and creative and disciplined for other people. And so I've never hired those people who just want to be around a celebrity or around a well-known entrepreneur. I've wanted to hire people who are pros, and I think that's one reason that we've been able to stand out in the marketplace for so long. So just if you don't have 4 years of minimum experience of some of the things we talked about, we're just not for you, and that's okay. There's so many companies hiring right now. For you to apply, you're going to have to follow some steps. You're going to have to obviously think about what your start date would be, because we're hiring for start dates in December or January, depending on the role. Virtual, again, is okay. If you want to work with me, you'd relocate down to San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'll be down here. I'll talk about that in a minute. To apply, again, go to brendan.com/hiring because you'll see the directions. You got to film a video talking about which role you're applying for, why you want the job, what has been your favorite job, what projects you've worked with and done in the past, what went well, what didn't go well, how'd you handle it? So you got to shoot a video for us. You got to upload it. You got to send us a link. You might have to, you know, interview with us virtually as well, obviously during this time through video means, whether it's Spark Hire or Zoom. You've got to write a one-page cover letter telling us about your relevant background and experience, why you're passionate about personal development and working specifically with us, with me, where you'd like to lurk, where you like to work. You got to tell us, is it like in Gilbert, Arizona? Is it in Puerto Rico? You got to tell us what your preferred starting salary would need to be, so we just know if we're on the same baseline. And it's important that you write that stuff to us. You got to send us all this, you know, in an email, your video link, your letter, your resume, to us at the email listed on that page. Again, that page is brendan.com/hiring. And if we're interested, we'll get back to you, usually in about 10 business days. I wish we could do it faster, but you have to understand volume's a deal here. And if we like what we see, we'll ask you to interview with us via Spark Hire or Zoom, and you'll do a round of hiring, first with my hiring manager. Then if you make it through that, you'll do another round, probably with the hiring manager and a person who would either be your direct manager or on your team. If you make it through those two and your application comes to me and I like it from there, then the final round will be with me and the previous folks who have interviewed you and potentially another member of your team. And then from there, we'll start you on a project or take you on full time, depending on what the role is and how comfortable you feel and we feel. And so let's start with that. I know people always ask about compensation, and obviously it's based on your experience and the role. We do offer pretty standard salaries in our industry. I wouldn't say they're lower or higher than anyone else. And the reason we do that is because we tend to start people with projects. We let them prove themselves and we promote them from there. And so if you're one of those people who is like, I get to work with Brenda, I'm going to make $1 million a year. Probably not. That means if you want to make $1 million a year, you should go be an entrepreneur. You should go be an influencer. So again, go check out, you know, entrepreneurschallenge.com and go run your own thing. We hire for team and team operations here. If you want to work for, you know, a huge company of thousands of people globally and offices around the world, and you want stock options like a, you know, like a big software company or a big public company, then you got to go work for a big public company. That's not us. We consider ourselves a startup. We always will. We compensate great, but honestly, the greatest compensation comes in three factors. Number one, you wake up and do purposeful work that changes people's lives. You feel it, you see it, you touch that every single day. People come here for a mission, to have a purpose, to matter. It's in their heart. Like I said, it's a calling. They know they were put on this planet to help people improve their lives. That's the spirit of what we are. And when that's not here, you won't survive here. That's not who we are. We survive, we live for that, we thrive on that. That's our mission. Number two, you come here because, listen, above and beyond anything that I could ever pay anybody is the mentorship and the innovation and the momentum you get to be part of. I mean, we're always first. And if we're not first, we follow up with doing it better. And if we don't do it better, we train people who go out there and, you know, go beyond us. I'm so happy that so many of my students and people we've inspired went out and built bigger followings than me, went out and built bigger companies than me. That's awesome. We have the strategies and the tools that literally have built an industry. And we're proud of that. And you get to be part of that. It's like this, for some of you, this is a new industry. For me, I've gotten to watch it develop and grow and change and mature and expand. And it's so fun. On the side, I've invested in companies that literally took on tens of millions of dollars investments or scaled to hundreds or thousands of employees. So I've been part of an ecosystem that has just seen extraordinary scale over the last decade. I love it. I geek on it. You want to be part of something. You want to be part of a movement, part of an industry that's changing people's lives. And that's important to you. And I would say, you know, third reason people come here, it is fun. It's fun. We're always learning and trying something new. And I can share that I don't think that our last 3 years have been the most fun across most of our brands or our companies. And I say that because there's been so much change. You know, there's been so much patience. And so I'll end with that and what I mean. You know, many of you know, Denise and I moved down to Puerto Rico, a year and a half / 2 years ago. And if you don't know the story of that, I'll give a brief part of it, because this is where, if for those of you who will be part of our senior team, might be down here. The story, if you just don't know my story, my car accident that inspired me to pursue personal development, to change my life, happened in the Dominican Republic, in the Caribbean, right? And I knew. So that was when I was 19. So as a teenager, I was in love with the Caribbean. And I thought, one day I will live in the Caribbean. There will be a beach out there. There will be an ocean I can swim in. There will be this vibrancy of the culture and the people. And I'm gonna live here and make my difference here. And it wasn't about retiring on the beach with a pina colada, though I do like to be on the beach with a pina colada. It was about a lifestyle, a joy, a vibrancy of getting in that ocean and having, you know, not to have to wear a wetsuit, and like just the weather and the temperature and the people, feeling like I'm part of a different place and space. And I just loved it. And in my mind, I thought, oh, well, I guess I won't ever get to live in the Caribbean until I retire one day. And then what happened is I came down to Puerto Rico for a speech. I got hired to come down and speak at an organization. And I got down here, I immediately fell in love. I called the person who books my travel, which happens to be my sister. And I said, hey, I want to be down here for 10 days. Like, let's just figure out how. And I end up staying on the beach, and I wrote the last three chapters of High Performance Habits on the beach in Puerto Rico. Totally fell in love. And I was like, I love this place. And so Denise and I at the time, living in Portland, Oregon, where we had a big team, And I just, you know, we were already kind of, we'd been there for 8-9 years, I think, and the weather was getting to us. You know, if you've been to Portland between November and April, you know what I'm talking about. It's gray, it's rainy, and don't worry, I never complained. Not once. I think for 8 or 9 years. And then one day, you know, I don't know what it was like. It was April. I walked into the building. I was drenched in rain. I just thought, enough. And I knew right then, I was like, okay, we got to start snowbirding. And for those who don't know that language, snowbird, you know, basically means when it's colder winter up north, snowbirds go south to enjoy the better, warmer weather in south. Usually that means, you know, down to like California, Southern California, down to, you know, Florida, down to Phoenix, down to Texas, at least, you know, from where we were from. A lot of our friends went there for vacation just to get some sun. It's vitamin D, man. Anyway, we were already looking for a place to do that. And, you know, I considered San Diego. I considered Phoenix because we have a huge team there. I considered Orange County. We have a huge team there. I considered, you know, Denise and I went to Florida. We checked it out and it just went, and then I brought her down here and we just completely fell in love with Puerto Rico. And then we started looking into how would we, you know, spend 3 months down here and then, oh, maybe we'll spend 6 months because the weather's great. And then we found out there's incentives for startups down here. And we're like, whoa, you know, startup service-based companies are like Puerto Rico's trying to attract us. And I was like, oh, found out about that. And it was just, everything kind of aligned. I said, okay. And then here's the story. We were down here going to build out a portion of our team and coronavirus hit. And we've been down here since then. We've been down here since February and haven't left and have really decided this is where we're going to build the future of our team. We just love it. And, you know, I think that this is a place that we would love to have a senior team down here. You know, if you're going to be working remotely for us, you'll be through, you know, one of our brands or our companies to do that. But, you know, I think a lot of people are going to want to move down here and be part of it. I want to have, you know, team barbecues on the beach. You know, if you've ever been in my masterminds, you know, I've been bringing people down the Caribbean for years and years and years. It only made sense that I ended up down here. I only regret that I didn't choose to do it earlier. So again, you don't have to move down here, but I want to give you context to why I am here and what I love about it. If you want to be part of a different culture, if a vibrant culture, you love the idea of living and working in the Caribbean, OMG, maybe it's something you would consider. I don't know. I think it's going to be something that's going to attract a lot of people who want an adventure, something different this time of their life, better weather, an unbelievably open, diverse, fun, vibrant culture, just something new, you know, something different, something magical. One thing I've always found in personal development, when you hear me say live, love, and matter, that part about living, a lot of that is about vibrancy. It's about the vibrancy of the people that you're around, the vibrancy of the culture you're in, the vibrancy of your environment, the vibrancy of your work. And for me, it's just all popping down here. So if you would like to consider that, awesome. All this information is at brendan.com/hiring. And I want to let you know, I did this. My Zoom here just says I hit 50 minutes. This is all one take. Beginning to end, there's been no pauses, no breaks, just me talking. So if I didn't get all the words right, my fault. If something changes because we hire somebody, my fault. If I wasn't as passionate or I didn't, you know, explain something right, totally my fault. I'm just going. You know, some of this information is, again, is brendan.com/hiring. It's important to know that we are an equal opportunity employer. You know, I have deeply in all of my brands and teams, we respect diversity and we seek to empower people just as much as we try to empower our clients. We try to empower the individual. We try to support a culture, a diverse culture, different perspectives. So we all learn from each other, different skills, different levels of experiences and life experiences within our teams. So we're equal opportunity employee, veteran. We hire veterans, we're disabled, LGBT. We don't just, basically every aspect of our company from who we hire to who we promote to, you know, how we let people go to, you know, how we coach people. It's always based on qualifications, you know, merit, competence, performance, what our business needs, what our customers need. I mean, it's awesome. And so I know you've heard me go on here for almost an hour, but this is the first time. If you're still listening, you heard the very first time, despite the fact that, you know, we've been blessed with, you know, tens and tens of millions of dollars, clients all around the world, the opportunity to lead the industry, the opportunity to run all these huge events. You've never seen me put out a call to hire. Happened today. You're with me. It's the start of something new. You'll actually be hearing a lot about that in this next month. I'm going to start giving you some warm-up and tell you a little bit more about what we're going to be releasing in January of this upcoming year that's going to be a game changer. Maybe you want to be part of it. So keep listening to The Brendan Show for more updates on the things I'm working on, more updates on team, more updates on how we're seeking to change the game. Please subscribe here to The Brendan Show if this is your first time, if somebody sent you over. Make sure you go and you download as many episodes as you can so they're on your phone, because you never know what's going to happen with this podcast as we shift and shape in the coming years. So be part of this community. Tune in. Go say hi to me over on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Give me a shout out. If you happen to apply, make sure you give me a shout out. DM me on Instagram. Again, follow the application process at brendan.com/hiring. That's brendan.com/hiring. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening this far. Thank you for being on this journey with me. My gosh, my first book came out, listen to this, 20 years ago this next year. My first little book called The Student Leadership Guide, followed up years later by Life's Golden Ticket, followed up years later by The Millionaire Messenger, my first number one New York Times bestselling book, followed up by The Charge, The Motivation Manifesto, now the top-selling motivation title of the century, followed up High Performance Habits, best-selling book on high performance ever. What's the big deal of all that? You've been to maybe our events. Maybe you signed up for one of our 20 online courses. Maybe you've taken one of my, you know, dozens of assessments. Maybe you have been part of our virtual community, whether online or in a challenge or a 7-day live launch or in one of our subscriptions. Either way, it's been an honor to do this with you, and I want you to know this. None of that would have happened without team. I'm lucky to be the guy out front in some parts of our brand. Some parts of our brands, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't even know I'm involved. But the parts where I've been out front, I got too much credit. The credit goes to this team who rallies, who adapts, who learns, who cares for our customers every day. It's been an honor to be part of my team. It's been an honor to serve with the people who've been with us. I love them dearly and deeply. Frankly, I miss them. I haven't seen them in a long time because we haven't done an event because of coronavirus. So it's been a unique year. And here I am in this little room recording just for you, all in one take, just with the enthusiasm and hope that maybe I get to meet you and work with you and mentor you and change some lives together one day. Thanks for being here today. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells?
how does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.